Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions.
The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007.
Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, technically, there are 49 days, 9 hours, and 50 minutes until the end of summer. Now, that's the official definition. That is when the autumnal equinox occurs on September 22nd. It is amazing what I learned in Astronomy 101 and 102 at Syracuse University as a freshman from my professor, Gunther Wessel. Now, that is the technical definition. Now, some may say, well, the end of summer really is Labor Day weekend. Okay, maybe. Well, I say summer goes until the weather gets cold. And that could be really into October, mid-October, late October, depending on where you are. So it is appropriate, with still several months left of summer, that we conduct summer wine tasting maneuvers today on the Cigar Dave Show. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. And screw the enemies of plastic straws. In fact, as a symbol of my resistance, you know, you've heard of the Democrat resistance to Trump. As a symbol of my resistance to the enemies of straws, I am going to sip one of our wines out of a straw today, just for the symbolism. I'm going to act like a nutcase lunatic Democrat. I'm going to get all disheveled. I'm going to just go crazy. I'm going to start jumping up and down. Who knows? Maybe I'll wear a poussoir hat. I have no idea. Well, actually, I'm not going to go that far. But in any event, I will drink out of a straw just to stand with all my fellow Americans that love using a straw. This week, I go to a restaurant, Seasons 52, here in the Cigar City of Tampa. And I order my normal unsweetened iced tea with some orange slices. I put my stevia in. I'm like, where's the straw? They always would leave a straw. So I bring the server over, and I said, can we get some straws? I said, do you no longer give straws? And she said, well, it's a case-by-case basis. I said, case-by-case basis? What are we, being interrogated here? I said, from now on, just every time you – and I told her, every time you bring me a new unsweetened iced tea, because they bring a new glass, I want a new straw. And I did that just to prove a point. So I will drink a straw, but we are standing in unison with our fellow straw connoisseurs and consumers. All right, we are exactly 1 week away from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in my hometown, Buffalo, New York. Buffalo Riverworks, Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., presented by Gurkha Cigars, where we're going to be launching the brand new Gurkha Marquesa, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, and the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Everyone in attendance will receive three of those. We have three other great Gurkha cigars you'll be receiving. It's an all-VIP ticketed event. It is going to be the event of the summer, of the year, up in the Western New York Theater of Operations. Huge Alpha Male lunch buffet. We got some great gifts for people as they walk in. Nice little Cigar Dave bag and a special little electronic-related gift. We're going to have samples of a ton of spirits and wines from Serto Brothers Distributing. We can't wait. We've got our good friends, the Russos from Hamburg Brewing. Got some special brews that we'll be sampling as well. We've got a ton of great pleasure maneuvers planned. So if you have not purchased your ticket, now's the time. Ticket sales end this coming Tuesday. When it closes, it closes. Go to CigarDave.com, info and tickets. $170 all-inclusive. Includes your cigars, includes your spirit samplings, includes your beer samplings, includes a couple of libations, unlimited water and soda, and a huge Alpha Male Feast lunch buffet that starts at 10 a.m. and doesn't end till 3 p.m. There's no skimping when it comes to delicacies or libations. So, info and tickets, CigarDave.com. 1 week from today, we'll be front and center in the Buffalo Theater of Operations for the Cigar Dave Pleasure Fest on the water. Now, it is my pleasure, as we come to you today from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, our kind of second home from away from Humidor 1A Command Center Alpha. We have moved Command Center Alpha here front and center. Tommy D'Addio. Tommy D, the senior executive vice president of spirits and wine procurement for the Corona chain of cigar stores in 3 in Orlando and the Davidoff store and lounge here in the Cigar City in Tampa, and also the general manager of the Davidoff store. Thomas, good to see you again, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
By the way, we had a great time in Vegas.
Yes, we did.
Smoked some great cigars. I saw you were buying a lot of stuff, and one of the cigars that was launched in Vegas from Davidoff we will enjoy today. We'll talk more about that. But real quickly, anything you saw at the Cigar Retailers Convention in Vegas that really captivated your attention?
Not really. I've seen a lot of the the cigar manufacturers didn't put out new stuff.
It's interesting. Perdomo, I didn't see any new cigars.
LFD.
La Flor Dominicana. Padron, of course, they don't really, because they're so backed up on everything they've got. When they do, it's very, very limited. Who else did I see that did not? Arturo Fuente, yes. J.C. Newman.
Yep, nothing.
There are a number of manufacturers that I saw that did not launch. General, big launches.
Yes.
Altadis, very big. Always. Davidoff was busy, no question about it.
Yeah,
A.J. Fernandez, a lot of new cigars.
Yeah.
Drew Estate.
Drew Estate always has a lot
Alec
of new.
Bradley.
Nothing really wowed me this year. It was one of those years where nothing stood out for me.
You know what? There were some cigars that actually did stand out for me. I thought that the new Alec Bradley cigar, that Alec Rubin and Bradley Rubin, who the company is named after, you know, they came out with a new cigar that they both worked on. Yeah, Blind Faith.
I
was going to get to that, but first I was going to mention Magic Toast, because that's another one that I thought was an interesting cigar. But Blind Faith that they came up with was great. The Magic Toast, I very much enjoyed. That was a lot of flavor on that cigar. A lot more fuller-flavored cigars being launched this year.
Yeah, the Blind Faith was actually, that one I forgot about. That one was good.
Very good. Mm-hmm. They really, and the packaging on that was very cool. Yeah. Very. That's going to appeal to a millennial, very... hip kind of audience. Let's see. I thought that the repackaging of all the Esteli Herrera, pretty good over at Drew Estate. And, of course, it's the 10th anniversary of
Liga Privada.
Yeah. So, but overall, I thought that it was just a – it was tough to get a reading. There was really no one theme in the convention this year. I think there was some energy and some excitement, but overall it was kind of like, okay, blah, here it is. Next year the convention goes back to the Sands Expo Center attached to the Venetian and the Palazzo. That should be interesting. But I really believe there is Vegas fatigue from a lot of the East Coast retailers.
Well, a lot of them don't even travel there anymore.
They don't go.
No.
They don't go. And I think the time of year, I've said this to IPCPR board members, the time of year I think is the wrong time to have it.
Yes.
In the middle of July. Next year it goes to the 4 or 5 days before July 4th.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough. A lot of people take a vacation that week. My feeling is with the smoking bans and more people having to smoke outside, when you think about it, it really makes sense to move the convention to maybe late February, early March. I think if they had it in Vegas 1 year and Florida another year, because cigar smoking season now, forget people that live in the Southeast. We're in Florida. We can smoke year-round. But think about it. If you're up in the Northeast, Sommelier Dave Cavanis, by the way, also joining us. You're from Pittsburgh. I'm from Buffalo. Yeah. If you're from Chicago, Seattle, cigar smoking season is really from, you know, early to mid-April
right.
to around October, November.
Right.
If where people can sit outside, have a cigar, have a cocktail.
And if you have a long winter, it's even less.
It's even less. That is correct.
Yeah.
So, now, Sommelier Dave, today it is summer wine tasting maneuvers. We have never done a show where we've just specialized in cool and refreshing wines, what I call patio-type wines, where you're out on the patio, you're out by the pool and patio, P&P, P2, pool and patio type of wines, you're out by the pool, you're out on the patio, you want to have something light, something cool, some refresh, something refreshing. You don't want to have a heavy Cabernet, you don't want to have a Pinot Noir. You want something that's going to be on the cool side. And to me, when I think about that, I think about a Chardonnay, I think about a Rosé, I think about a Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Grigio, Prosecco. And there's another wine we're going to be talking about called the Viognier.
Yes,
which is
are.
Interesting. And there's another one, but wait, there's more. A wine that Tracy Rackow, who's the proprietor of Black Cat Vineyards, during a trip there about 5-6 years ago, I had a private tour and tasting with her. And there's a very special wine they make called a Saunier Cabernet, or just a Saunier. And it's a very interesting type of wine that we will talk about, because you don't see that very often. And we'll talk about how the Saunier is made. But it's one of those wines that when you have it, as soon as I tried it, I'm like, this is fantastic. First thing I said is, this is cool, refreshing summer wine material. So we'll talk about that as well. So, Sommelier Dave, how many wines have you paired up? I brought 1, 2, 3 to add to the equation, but how many?
Well, General Long Ash is at you, and it is a thrill to be here because we have talked about this day for about 2 years now.
We have.
We've gone back and forth, and I'm enjoying the conversations with the bourbons, the whiskeys, the scotches, the gins, the vodkas. But with these wines, especially living here in Florida, to where you could drink these wines very nicely for 11 months out of the year, I brought 21 wines for you today to try. And I try to get as many different varietals as I possibly could. And I try to get them from all around the world, like the Pinot Grigio, which is going to be Italian, but there's also a Pinot Gris from the United States and a Riesling from Alsace, Riesling from Germany. So it's going to be really nice and interesting today. I try to limit the sweetness of the grape because I know you're not that big on sweet, fruity things.
But summer doesn't bother me.
Okay, well, we've got some. They're going to be very nice. We're going to have a good time here today, especially with Tommy bringing us this delicious cigar that I can't light until you light. So I'm waiting.
Well, I have brought three that are fantastic, including the Mare Soleil Reserve Santa Barbara Chardonnay. Mm-hmm. Love Mare Soleil from the Wagner family from Camus Conundrum. Gergich Hills Estate Napa Valley Essence Sauvignon Blanc. Interesting story about Gergich Hills that we will get to. They put California wines on the map. Mikhail Gergich.
Yeah.
Mike Gergich, who's still kicking. I think he's like 95, yeah. 97. Yeah. Great story there. And then I brought the Black Cat Saunier Cabernet, which is a Saunier Rosé. It's mm-hmm. a very light pink-colored wine. And again, if you are strong in your masculinity and being an alpha, you can wear a pink tie and you can drink pink Saunier Cabernet or pink Rosé. It is not a problem. So when we come back with Sommelier Dave and with Tommy Diadio of Davidoff and Corona Cigars, we will get into the different types of wine. We'll talk about what is a Rosé, a Chardonnay, a Sauvignon Blanc, a Pinot Grigio, as well as a Prosecco and a Moscato. We'll talk about that, and then we'll get into the tastings. 24 wines. Buckle your seatbelts, fellow alphas. It is summer wine tasting maneuvers today on the Cigar Dave Show.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
August is officially underway. Several items I would like to address. First up, we're exactly 1 week away from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in my hometown of Buffalo, New York, presented by Gurkha Cigars. Next Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Buffalo River Works, we will be enjoying Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers. It all begins when you arrive. When you purchase your ticket, you'll receive a special Cigar Dave gift bag with some very, very cool gifts. And you'll get a Cigar Dave Gurkha Assault Pack of 6 Gurkha cigars, including the 3 brand-new Gurkha cigars making their worldwide debut. Humongous Alpha Male Feast and Buffet that's set up from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. the entire duration of the Pleasure Fest. We've got about 40 different spirits and wines that everyone will be enjoying and sampling. We've got special craft brews from Hamburg Brewing, special live broadcast of the Cigar Dave Show, nationwide live broadcast. It is the event of the year. Info and tickets, CigarDave.com. So buy your tickets. We have some limited tickets remaining. You will want to attend the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo next Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Info and tickets, CigarDave.com. Those of you that are members of the Officers Club, take note. The July 2018 selection, the Sindicato Sampler, consisting of the Sindicato Maduro, the Particulares, and the Cubico, 3 fabulous cigars, went out the last few days. With all the unrest in Nicaragua, there have been delays by all the cigar manufacturers getting cigars here to the United States. So they went out. You'll get your July selection the next 3, 4, 5 days. The August 2018 selection, we expect those to go out on time, consists of the Fonseca Classic, great cigar originally created by Manuel Quesada in 1974, but with the crops the last few years, a little bit more personality, a little bit more flavor. So join the Officers Club, CigarDave.com.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, I was all set to pair up our great summer wine tasting maneuvers today with a CAO Nicaragua. Our good buddy Rick Rodriguez, Rico Suave, blended this new CAO Nicaragua. Very nice cigar, not what you think of a Nicaragua. It's actually got some sweetness to it, not overly full. But as I come walking in here, Tommy Diadio, the general manager of the Davidoff Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa here, where we are conducting our broadcast maneuvers from today, and also the senior executive vice president of spirits and wines for the 3 Corona stores in Orlando and the Davidoff Store and Lounge here in the Cigar City of Tampa, has a special cigar in microphone position number 1. It is the Davidoff Diademus Finus Limited Edition 50th Anniversary. This is a magnificent perfecto, already sold out. It is gone. I mean, this thing, when I saw this, I was shocked that Tommy even had any of these things, but these are fantastic. This is similar size to the Elio 5, the Diademus Finus, the Avo 22, and this is just a beautiful cigar, and $36 for this stick. It's not an inexpensive cigar. Does Jeff know that you actually handed these to us?
Well, my friends from Davidoff gave me a couple of these. Plus, I got some at the show.
I didn't get any at the show.
We went to the Gold Bands Award, so we got these during the Gold Bands
Award. Ah, you got them during the Gold Bands. Yes, that was delayed. I had that. That was that Sunday with the electrical fire and everything was screwed. But the good news is I've got one call to Rich Krudick. I've got some coming my way. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. All right, this is a fabulous cigar. This is to celebrate the 50th anniversary. Comes in only one size. 6 3/4 inches with a 50 ring gauge at the fullest. $36. This comes in a very unique canister, only 8,000 jars have been made. And I think there's, 10 cigars?
In each.
Yeah. And they were designed by Marianne Leger, who also created some special accessories for the Davidoff anniversary. Beautiful-looking cigar. It is made down at the Cigars Davidoff factory in República Dominicana. The wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano. The binder is Dominican Olor, a little bit of sweetness there. And the filler, Dominican. And again, 6 3/4 inches by 50. It is a Diadema, a Perfecto. $36. Suggested retail, just launched at the Cigar Retailers Convention. Only 80,000 of these made. 8,000 boxes of 10 cigars. When they are gone, they are gone.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Well, I had a good chance to see many of the folks from Zycar, and Tommy, you just handed me the Zycar. I call it a bat cutter because it's a double-edged stainless steel guillotine that opens up like a bat, and then you just close it, and boom. Nice double-edged guillotine. And I don't know if you saw Les Mann, used to be with Calibri and ST DuPont.
Yeah.
He's now with Zycar. He's going to do great things over there, along with Mike Solucci. It's going to be
definitely
big. So I will use this Zycar. And by the way, Tommy D, you got one of these that has the Cigar Dave the General embossed upon it as a gift from me a while back.
Yeah.
Still use it. Fantastic.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
All right, from the Cigar Dave, this is probably the most massive mammoth lightation device that the research and development scientists at the Cigar Dave R&D laboratories have come up with. This is the true blowtorch. Donald Trump, President Donald J. Trump, talks about making America steel, American steel. You're not a country unless you don't have steel. Well, you're not a steel maker unless you've got a giant welding arc. We're calling this the American Welder because it looks like a giant welding
gun.
One of those gun, exactly. And it's got a big giant, it's got the red that matches the Make America Great Again cap. It's got just a big feel to it, very heavy, giant tank. It's got, I think you could probably get about a half a gallon of lightation fluid in here, butane. It's got a very unique arc welding type. This thing flies out about 6 inches. That's what I will use today. The Cigar Dave, Research and Development Labs, prototype American Welder.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. Now listen to that Cigar Dave lightation device, the American Welder prototype. I will gently toast the foot of this incredible Davidoff Diademus Venus Limited Edition 50th. Fantastic cigar. Tommy, what do you think about this cigar? I've not smoked this cigar yet.
This was actually, there's four jars. So there's an American jar, Europe jar, Asia, and Orient jar. So there's four different jars made, and it's a reblend of the 2006 Zeno Diadema from its 100th birthday. So they try to reblend that cigar the same way, but they just changed the wrapper.
Fabulous. Wow. First two puffs. Great taste.
Great cigar, and it tastes a lot like the original ones.
Yeah.
I had one recently.
Magnificent. I thank you. By the way, you said it's got an oriental jar. Can you say oriental? It's politically incorrect. Now it's Asian.
Oh, actually,
but I say oriental.
It actually says orient.
Oh, orient. Well, I say oriental. You know, like if you see a hot woman, I say, that's a hot oriental. Remember, there used to be an airline, Northwest Orient. Now, all of a sudden, you talk about the orient. If they're oriental, all of a sudden, politically incorrect. Well, guess what? I call hot chicks from Asia, from Japan, from China, from Hong Kong. They're hot oriental games. Don't like it? Too bad.
The 2018 Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigars, is Saturday, August 11th at Buffalo River Works in the Western New York Theater of Operations. It's a day full of alpha male pleasure, including 6 premium Gurkha cigars, including 3 soon-to-be-released new brands, distilled spirit tastings, craft beers from Hamburg Brewery, and a buffet fit for the alpha male. The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigars, is Saturday, August 11th in Buffalo, New York. Get your tickets now at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Some college students are fed up with politically correct policies silencing their free speech on campus and are suing. One such group, Speech First, argues that universities are establishing arbitrary rules about what speech is acceptable, and these rules threaten First Amendment rights.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Redding's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Redding. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I'm asking the man behind the bar for the jukebox.
Hey, Pally, the great Dean Martin. No relation, of course, to the Dean Martin from the Back to School movie, who actually was
that's
a
Dean. Right, Dean Martin.
That's right. Only Dean, he just sounds just so relaxed, so mellow. He just, the way he sings that song, nobody else could sing that song the way Dean does. It is Summer Wine Tasting Maneuvers today on the Cigar Dave Show. Don't forget, exactly 1 week from today, I will be front and center from Broadcast Plaza 1A at our Ford Theater of Operations, Buffalo River Works in downtown Buffalo for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water next Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., presented by Gurkha Cigars. Info and tickets, CigarDave.com. Sommelier Dave rejoins us. Tommy D, from the Davidoff Store and Lounge and Corona Cigars. He's the Senior Executive VP of Wine and Spirits Procurement. Now, we've got 24 different wines that we will be enjoying, all cool, refreshing summer wines, light, chilled, nothing very heavy. Start out with a grouping, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to start out with a grouping, vertical tasting of rosés. Then we're going to do Chardonnays. Then we're going to do some Sauvignon Blancs and Pinot Grigios. Then we will do some Proseccos, and then we've got some Viogniers. And I think we've also got, let's see, some Riesling in there as well.
Yeah, and Moscato. Did you say Moscato?
Got Moscato, yep. I got Moscato and Prosecco. So we'll be talking about all those, and we will have the entire list of wines that we are sampling at CigarDave.com that you can print out. We'll have tasting notes on there to make it very easy for you to go into a wine store, spirit store, and pick these up because, again, we've got 2-3 months left of summer. May as well enjoy it. All right, Sommelier Dave, first up, we're going to be talking about rosés. Tell us, we know rosés are light. They tend to be on the pinkish side. What is a rosé technically?
Well, technically, rosé is a wine that has some of the skin put back onto the varietal, whether it would be a Pinot Noir or a Cabernet Sauvignon, a Merlot, or you could actually add some wine to a Sauvignon Blanc, a Chenin Blanc, or a Chardonnay. It's just a French word. It just means red.
All right. So when we talk about rosé, most people think that you can have a, there's a sparkling wine,
yes.
Rosé.
Yes.
From Italy, we've seen those. There are wines that are rosés. So basically, it can be from anywhere. It can
correct.
Be from the United States, can be from Italy, from France, California, anywhere.
Sure. Think of when I was bringing you the Porchetta d'Aqui. It was ruby red, but it was a rosé wine, too, technically.
Now, we're going to be sampling a bit later on a Black Cat Vineyard Saunier Cabernet Napa from 2012. And when we talk about a Saunier, that is also a rosé. We'll get into exactly how that is created. But Saunier in French means bleeding. So basically it's the same way. A Saunier, a rosé, very similar in style.
Just put the skins back on the white juice and the color will come onto the product itself.
So first up, we've got a Chateau Saint-Jean Brut rosé. And as we've learned from our champagne and sparkling wine tasting, Brut refers to the amount of sugar that's in the parts of sugar that's in the sparkling wine or the champagne. So Brut actually is going to be
dry,
but tends to be a little bit
fruity.
Yeah, fruity and somewhat sweet, but not sweet as a, I'm trying to remember, what's the designations again? We have Brut.
Well, you have Brut, Extra Brut.
Extra, right.
Sec, Demi-Sec.
Correct,
Dew.
Right. So the Extra Brut is going to be a little bit sweeter than the Brut.
Correct.
Okay, very good. 3, 2, 1. I would say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
happy,
you, General.
Happy early August. How's that? All right, so we're going to stick this in here. Now, I should say that for all the other wines, because this has a cork, but for the other wines, I've got a device that you may want to take a look at purchasing. If you are an oenophile, if you like your wine, it is called the Coravan Wine extraction device. What it is, it's got essentially, it allows you to enjoy your wine without having to open the cork and exposing the wine to air and thus turning your wine. So this is a very unique method. You're starting to see these in all the stores. It used to be just online. It's spelled Coravan, Coravin. And it's a device, and we'll take pictures, and you basically put the there's like a little needle, and you place it in there. It's got argon gas capsules, and you hit the button. It releases argon gas, which allows the wine then to flow, and it replaces any oxygen with argon, which is a natural gas created in the winemaking process, and it allows your wine to stay fresh, to continue to age without turning. It is a miraculous device. You'd open a bottle before, you know, there'd be a great bottle of wine I'd want to open up, and I'm like, it's just me. I don't want to just have a half a glass or one glass, and then the wine turns. Well, with the Coravan system, it's fantastic. I can plug, I've just put it in the cork, pour it, the argon gas goes back into the wine, never open the cork, and the next thing you know, it continues aging, and you can have another glass a month, a year, 2 years from now, and it continues to age in the bottle, and it doesn't turn. It's much better than those old air. Remember those air things? You put
those
a little
pumps.
Plastic, a pump.
We use them here.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Use the Coravan. It is fantastic. All right, so we will say cheers on this. So tell me about this Chateau Saint-Jean Brut Rosé, Sommelier Dave.
Chateau Saint-Jean was founded in 1973. It's produced exceptional wines in the Sonoma County region. This is a really nice life fruity wine. It's dry on the palate. You're going to get a lot of little strawberry flavor profiles and everything. It's coming from their Sugarloaf Ridge winery or vineyard up in Sonoma County.
Okay, to me, I would describe this as light, lively, and mild fruitiness.
Yeah. Yes.
What do you think?
Yeah.
With some Furzons.
Yes.
What do you think, Tommy D?
It's very crisp. It is very light. It's very summery.
Very strong. And you know what? Yeah. That's why we're doing summer wine tasting maneuvers, Tommy D. This is why you are Senior Executive Vice President of Wine and Spirits Procurement for the Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando, the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in Tampa.
When it gets hot, we sell more white wine and you sell more beer.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. People want exactly right. All right, so next up, we've got the – oh, by the way, suggested retail for the Chateau Saint-Jean Brut Rosé.
You're looking around $18.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty reasonable.
That's very reasonable.
And the neat thing about this is you get the acidity, as we found out doing our end-of-year show. That acidity will cleanse your palate. So every time you're going to have some cheese or if you're going to have some vinaigrette on a salad or something, your palate's going to be cleansed so that the next flavor – is just bright in the palate again.
Chateau Saint-Jean Brut Rosé would be perfect at the end of the day by the pool.
Yes.
Maybe you want to have a little refreshment, some cheese, some fruit, some other things. That would be great. Or what I would say is if you are going to have maybe a little dinner party or a barbecue before anybody gets into any heavy libations, this is a great way in a chilled glass to start the party. Now, next up, the Matua Valley Pinot Noir Rosé. By the way, Chateau Saint-Jean,
yeah,
we're assuming from France, correct?
Well, we were going to go to Acacia Vineyards.
Oh, we're going to Acacia Vineyards next?
Yeah, and it's a Pinot Noir.
Okay. Oh, that's right. That's a Pinot Noir rosé. Okay.
Right. So you can rosé.
All right. So where are we going here? Because I'm confused now. So
Acacia Vineyards.
Okay. Acacia Vineyards rosé. Okay. So we're going to put the Pinot Noir rosé with the Pinot Noirs. Got it.
Right.
Okay. So we'll move that. So this is the Acacia. Okay. Pour me. You know what? I'm going to have you pour me again because I've confused everything here. The Acacia Vineyard Rosé is from where?
It's from Caneros. Caneros borders Napa and Sonoma counties. It comes up from the bay from San Francisco.
So
nice, cold growing region is known for Chardonnay, Pinot Noir.
Okay.
It's going to be, this is going to be a really complex and delicate wine. You're going to get some white peach, honeydew, strawberry backed by austere slate notes.
Oh, I love this.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. The aroma, very, very melon aroma.
Yeah.
I would say it's got aroma of melons. Taste-wise, I would say very subtle, not overly sweet.
No, it's
no, most of your rosés are going to come off dry. Onto the palate.
Yeah. I'll say subtle dryness.
Yeah, and you want that.
Yes. But I'm going to say tame is what I'm going to call it, very tame.
A true rosé is dry.
Yeah.
There are some out there that...
Did they have a little bit of fruit on it, a little residual
they
sugar?
They Americanize them with sugar.
Well, that's the American palate.
Yes.
Very nice. Suggested retail for the Acacia?
You're looking at $12 a bottle.
That's pretty good.
That's
an everyday wine for most people.
Yeah, and here's a little tip. Because a lot of people don't like a wine that's going to be that dry. They like a little sweetness. Little tip. Now, I know the wine purists are going to be saying, oh, General, how can you? Take a little bit of stevia drops, put one or two in. Changes the complexion. It'll give you just a little bit of sweetness. If you want just a little bit more of that sweetness on the palate, that's what I would suggest. Now, again, a wine purist.
I am not even going to answer that.
But let me tell you why. But here's what I always say in cigars and wine and spirit. There's no right or wrong. It's about enjoying. If you enjoy, like, for example, Cigar Mother Piero likes to put one little ice cube, even though it's a chilled glass of Chardonnay, she likes one ice cube in it.
That's a northern thing. They all do that up there.
Not northern. She's from Egypt originally, but that's what she likes to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe northern Egypt. She was from Alexandria. Yeah, it's the northern part of Egypt. There you go.
I'm going to keep my comment quiet about the stevia.
But wait a minute. You're buying the wine. You're a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you want to enjoy it. Some people enjoy a steak rare. Some like it well done. Some like it like me, medium rare, Pittsburgh style.
Right.
Tommy D?
I'm Pittsburgh rare.
Right. But there are people that like it served differently. It's all about personal preference. No right, no wrong. Now, next up, Sommelier Dave. We have the E. Guigal, spelled G-U-I-G-A-L, Tavel Rosé.
Yeah, it's Tavel Rosé, and it is just really a delightful wine.
Where's E. Guigal from?
It's French.
Ah, French.
Yes.
Ah, no wonder you've got the white surrender flag right next to it. There you go.
So it is going to be a combination of Grenache, Cinsault, Claret, Syrah.
All right. Now, that's a multiple
correct. So when varietals. Because it's out of the Rhone Valley in France. So when they took the wine, they went and they pressed it, which the juice is going to come out white, and then they just took the skins, put it back on mm-hmm. to get the actual color they wanted to do. Then they blended it and merged it. Guigal is very well known in the wine world.
All right, I'm going to take a sip here. Oh, nice. Crisp, mellow fruitiness. I like this better than the Acacia Vineyard Rosé.
Yes, more flavor.
Yeah. Yep. Mellow fruitiness. Yep, definitely more flavor than the Acacia. But I would say... What shall we do about
them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo return this August to Redding's Cascade Theater. These two are still rocking after 39 years together. Four-time Grammy winners Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo bring their band and their hits to the Cascade August 6th. Get tickets and limited VIP passes today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge Fixins Bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit card. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout-out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
Yeah, it's not as lively as the E. Guigal Tavel Rosé. To me, it's just this one's a little bland. What do you think?
I thought the other one was more complex.
Yeah, just
because you had those four varietals in there.
Yeah,
big bold varietals.
Yeah, I would say this is soft.
Yeah.
Soft and non-offensive is what I would call it. Soft,
it's
non-offensive.
It's more elegant.
Yeah.
And you're looking at $11 a bottle.
Yeah, very nice. I mean, it's one that does not get my five-star general selection. However,
4 3/4.
I give this about a 2.5 star. In that, when you go from the Guigal, you hit it right on the head. That has got so much flavor and just complexity that to go to this. But again, for $11, you can't go wrong.
No, it's an everyday type wine.
Cannot go wrong. All right, so we've now sampled 1, 2, 3, 4 fabulous wines, 4 rosés. The Chateau Saint-Jean Brut Rosé, light, lively, mild fruitiness from France, $18. Then we sampled the Acacia Vineyard Rosé from the People's Republic of California. Mellow aroma, subtle dryness, very tame, $12. Then we sampled the E. Guigal, spelled G-U-I-G-A-L. E. Guigal Tavel Rosé from France. $22 a bottle. Crisp, Mellow fruitiness, just delightful. And this gets the General's five-star recommendation. All right, when we come back, we'll get into Chardonnays. We've got Sauvignon Blancs and Pinot Grigios. We've got about 19 or 20 more different summer wines that we will taste and sample as Summer Wine Tasting Maneuvers continues front and center on the Cigar Dave Show.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Fonseca Classic. This Dominican cigar from Quesada has a Connecticut wrapper. It's a mild to medium, well-balanced smoke, full of enjoyable flavors and aromas. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
We are T-minus 7 days away from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in my hometown of Buffalo, New York, presented by Gurkha Cigars. The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest comes your way in Buffalo next Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Buffalo Riverworks. We'll be launching three new cigars from Gurkha, the Gurkha Marquesa, the Gurkha Ghost Gold, and the Gurkha Chateau Privé. It is an all-inclusive VIP ticketed event. One price gets you everything. A humongous alpha male lunch buffet. You won't go hungry. Six great Gurkha premium cigars, including three of the new cigars that we're releasing, making their worldwide debut. We've got incredible samplings of spirits and wines from around the world. We've got Hamburg Brewing and their craft brews that'll be sampled. The live broadcast of the Cigar Dave Show. It is the event of the year. You're thinking about getting away for a weekend? Come to Buffalo. Weather's been great all summer. You'll have a great time. Info and tickets for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water next Saturday, August 11th in Buffalo at CigarDave.com.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, no red wine, because that's really heavy for summer wine tasting maneuvers, but rosé, more of a light red wine. It is a pinkish wine, and we're going to end up this hour and our tastings of our rosés. We've done 1, 2, 3, 4 so far. We're going to end with a very unique wine called a Saunier Cabernet Napa 2012 from Black Cat Vineyards. Let me tell you the story about this one, because this is very, very interesting. I was in Napa, got to be about 5 years ago, and so I wanted to find unique vineyards, wineries, vineyards that you may not necessarily see all over the place. So I was able to, through my connections, my vast connections in Napa and Sonoma, find a very unique vineyard called Black Cat Vineyard. The proprietor winemaker's name is Tracy Reichow. Very lovely lady. Spent a couple hours with me. We talked about her vineyard, talked about her passion for perfection. And the vineyard is named after a feral cat that was black that was on her property. And she's got about 4 different vineyards where they grow their grapes in Napa Valley. They've got Coombsville, Rutherford, Howell Mountain. And I sampled a number of their wines, and all the wines were fantastic. I bought a whole bunch of them, but one really stood out. It was their, what they used to call their Saunier Cabernet. Now they've renamed it the Rosé de Saunier. It sells out very quickly. And when we talk about a Saunier, Saunier in French means to bleed. It is a method of rosé winemaking that involves bleeding off a portion of red wine juice after it's been in contact with the skins and seeds. It's considered a byproduct of red wine making because its primary function is to increase the concentration of red wines. But Saunier, very unique style of rosé, it is a little bit more flavorful than a regular rosé. If you like a regular rosé, you may not like a Saunier. It's not a wimpy wine. It definitely has some flavor. Sommelier Dave has just poured out again. We're using our Coravan system. I will say cheers. And this is great, ample amounts of fruitiness here. Let me take a sip. This is delicious.
Yes.
What do you think? Tommy D?
A lot of flavor.
Loads of flavor.
It's still crisp.
Yep, loads of flavor. Major, I'm going to mark this down, major crispness. And I'm getting, I'm getting just a touch of that cab flavor. And again, the Saunier, the way they bleed off the red wine juice, you get more flavor than a regular rosé. What do you think, Sommelier Dave?
Very nice. Very interesting. I like the flavor profile. It stands right out, and it's well-rounded on your palate. It's going all throughout the whole mouth.
I think I paid $40 a bottle or $45 a bottle. In fact, I need to call Tracy and order some more. It's out right now, but when it comes in, I've got to buy probably a couple of cases from her Black Cat Vineyard. Don't forget, hard to believe, exactly 1 week away from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water. Buffalo River Works, Buffalo, New York, next Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Limited tickets remain. Info and tickets, CigarDave.com. Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, presented by Gurkha Cigars. We're launching 3 of their new cigars, the Gurkha Marquesa, the Gurkha Ghost Gold, and the Gurkha Chateau Privé. Huge alpha male buffet, lots of spirits tastings, Hamburg brewing, craft beers. Info and tickets, CigarDave.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump didn't have to do anything too much to get the crowd worked up at a Make America Great Again rally in Ohio tonight. They were already buzzing as soon as he walked in. At the event in Olentangy High School in Lewis Center, Mr. Trump endorsed GOP State Senator Troy Balderson, who's facing Democrat Danny O'Connor in Tuesday's special election to fill the 12th District Congressional seat. U.S. and North Korean top diplomats exchanged barbs at a security conference in Singapore, leaving efforts to rid the North of atomic weapons at an uncertain juncture.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is accusing North Korea and other countries, including Russia, of continuing to violate U.N. sanctions designed to pressure the North to give up its nuclear arsenal.
Any violation that detracts from the world's goal of finally fully denuclearizing North Korea would be something that America would take very seriously.
North Korea Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho says his country will not be bullied into concessions. He's demanding the U.S. undertake confidence-building measures if negotiations are to be successful. And he says both sides need to take phased steps, something the U.S. opposes. Pompeo remains optimistic the North will denuclearize, but says the timetable remains a work in progress. I'm Mike Hempen.
Whether or not helping firefighters in Northern California as flames consume a lot of real estate and force thousands from their homes, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Bisenko says he's getting help from the National Guard.
They brought in soldiers to assist us and in support both with the roadblocks and in other assistance as well. They've been a big help.
Meanwhile, Yosemite National Park could reopen Monday if conditions improve after a 12-day closure due to nearby wildfires, but officials say only if the safety is the concern. News and analysis at townhall.com.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
With over 20 years in business and over 20 million blinds sold, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Need some inspiration? Go to Blinds.com to see tons of customer photos. And right now, you save up to 35%, plus take an additional 5% off site-wide when you use promo code SHUTTERS. That's 35%, plus take an additional 5% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
China says it's ready to impose tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. imports, including coffee, honey, and industrial chemicals, if Washington makes good on its latest trade threat.
China's finance ministry is accusing the Trump administration of damaging the global economy after the U.S. proposed increasing duties on $200 billion of Chinese goods in the second round of a dispute over technology.
Dennis Crowley reporting the Chinese government officials say retaliatory duties of between 5 and 25% could be imposed on over 5,200 products. It was on this date in 1914 that Britain declared war on Germany for invading Belgium, meanwhile the United States proclaimed its neutrality in the mushrooming world conflict. And the Hall of Fame inducted their new members in Canton, Ohio this afternoon. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A man who thought he was a matador with a yellow bison finds himself in jail.
Morgan Maddy was caught on video harassing a bison in Yellowstone National Park, was arrested in Glacier National Park in the third disturbance in less than a week at a national park. Rangers looking for Raymond Reinke. A pedal in Oregon found him causing a disturbance Thursday evening at the historic Many Glacier Hotel in the popular Montana Park. He remains jailed pending a hearing next week and has requested a court-appointed attorney. Patrick Foss reporting.
Dolly Parton's Dollywood Amusement Park announced a $37 million expansion with rides, a restaurant, and live entertainment. Back in 2013, the company had planned to commit to about $300 million over 10 years in upgrades. The expansion will include six ride attractions featuring a suspended family roller coaster, various indoor and outdoor play areas for families. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Versions. The cigar and pleasure friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, I have a magnificent Davidoff 50-year Diademus lit. I have just sampled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 incredible rosés and a Saunier Cabernet. And we've got 18 or 19 more wines to go as we conduct summer wine tasting maneuvers, wines that are crisp, cool, and ever so refreshing. There's still August and September left in summer. Forget September 22nd. Summer goes really until snow starts falling, and that's not until November, December. So we will be enjoying some fantastic wines. We've done our rosés. Next up will be the Chardonnays, the Pinot Grigios. Then we go into the Moscatos, the Proseccos, and the Viogniers as we enjoy great wines right here today on the Cigar Dave Show. Welcome back, hour number two. As always, don't forget, follow me on social media. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You'll see the various icons to follow me at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And also on YouTube, I remind you, our exclusive 2018 International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Convention coverage is posted at CigarDave.com and on our YouTube page. And rejoining us front and center from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge, where our forward theater of operations and Command Center Alpha has moved, Tommy Diadio, General Manager of the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in Tampa, as well as Senior Vice President of Spirits and Wine Procurement for Corona Cigars in Orlando, and here at Davidoff, and Sommelier Dave, our resident sommelier. And Tommy D, you were out in Vegas. You saw us doing our live video coverage, and I think we even got you in on a couple of them.
Yeah, and you still won't call me the Whiskey Clairvoyant.
The Whiskey Clairvoyant, because it doesn't have a good ring to it. Okay, the Cabernet Clairvoyant,
that's what Cigar Journal called me.
But wait, the Whiskey Clairvoyant, that's got no ring to it. It's got, you know, you got to have something that's got some nice alliteration to it.
Yeah.
You know, like the Cabernet Clairvoyant is good. All right, maybe we'll call you the Spirit Savant. What do you think?
Sounds
good. How's that? You like that? There you go. There's a market. There's a need right now for a Savant somewhere, and there you go. All right, and also want to remind all of you that we are exactly 1 week away. Next week at this time, I will be conducting broadcast alpha male pleasure maneuvers from Broadcast Plaza 1A at our Ford Theater of Operations at Buffalo River Works, downtown Buffalo, next Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, presented by Gurkha Cigars, as we launch three of their brand-new cigars that were just launched, the Gurkha Marquesa, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, and the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Did you have any of those, Tommy?
Did you see it? Yeah, and the Chateau box is made out of the metal from it's a champagne. It's a French champagne.
Limited.
Mm-hmm.
It's limited boxes. Then they go to a different box. Did you try the Marquesa?
Yeah.
That very Cuban-esque cigar.
It was.
I like the packaging. Very Cuban-esque. Very different than normally what comes out of Gurkha. That will be a great cigar. And every attendee will be receiving three of those cigars, as well as three other, including the Gurkha Royal Challenge. I think we've got the Gurkha Havana Legend and the Gurkha Ghost. And huge, humongous alpha male buffet. Sergeant Steve, you've been there. Nobody went home hungry, have they, the last umpteen years?
No one ever goes home hungry.
No, it starts exactly at the caterer always says.
Yeah, the food is ready at 10 a.m.
At 10 o'clock. Yeah, it's not one of these deals. You know what I hate when you go to an event and they say, okay, great, it's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and the food, they say, starts at 10 a.m. and then they start bringing it out at like 11
right.
o'clock. Oh, no. By the time we open those doors and I and the entire Cigar Dave crew, we welcome everybody, shake everybody's hands as they enter. The food is hot, is ready to go, and it's replenished until 3 p.m. Desserts, Alpha Carving Station, Carnivore Carving Station. We've got the Pasta Bar, Salem's Hot Dog Station. I think you had about four of those last year, Sergeant Steve.
I think it was five.
Five. There you go. Well, we may be bringing a very special guest who loves Salem's Hot Dogs. Can't say who it is. All I can tell you is he can devour lots of hot dogs.
Will Rosie be back this year? We had Rosie and Maxine. The pig we roasted.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Something special. There's going to be something different, something very Floridian that's going to be roasted. That I can tell you. It's going to be very, very unique. But we've got everybody attending next week at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo receives a great gift bag. We've got little bottles of spirits. In fact, that reminds me, I got to call Hamburg Brewing because we always put a bottle of Hamburg Brewing beer in there. We've got the six Gurkha cigars. We've got a very special electronic gift with the Cigar Dave logo on it. Guaranteed you will like that. I'll bring you one back, Tommy.
Good
Tommy
deal.
D, by the way. Same thing you, Sommelier Dave.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Great spirits, samplings of craft brews from Hamburg Brewing, lots of other spirits from Serto Brothers Distributing. It is an all-inclusive VIP ticket. The time you walk in, everything is included. There's no nickel and diming. Everything is included. $170 plus ticket service fee. Limited tickets remain. We close the ticket sales Tuesday at 5 o'clock. When they're gone, they are gone. So go to CigarDave.com for info and tickets for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, presented by Gurkha. Saturday, August 11th, next Saturday, 1 week from today, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I was on with Bowerly and Bellavia this past Thursday on News Talk 930 WBEN. Tom Bowerly has indicated he will be attending. Hey, there's no charge. Of course he'll be attending. If it's free, he's there. So he'll be attending. And I should also say that Tinderbox of Buffalo will be set up selling cigars, including the new Gurkha brands. Everyone in attendance in Buffalo will be the first in the nation to get those cigars. There'll be limited numbers of those cigars to purchase, even though you get samples of all those cigars. The rest of the country doesn't get them until, I think, September, so mid-September, maybe October. So everybody in attendance at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water next Saturday, August 11th, Buffalo River Works, will be in for a great time. Info and tickets, CigarDave.com. Buy them. I'm telling you, if you're thinking of flying into Buffalo, it's a fun weekend. Buffalo is happening. Downtown has got a huge renaissance. Niagara Falls is close by. You got the Anchor Bar, the home of the chicken wing, where the Buffalo chicken wing was created. Chef's restaurant nearby. Lots of great things to do. All right, let's talk about summer wine tasting maneuvers. Sommelier Dave. Next up, we're going into the Chardonnay category.
Chardonnay.
Let's talk about Chardonnay. What is Chardonnay?
Green skin grape variety used in the production of white wine. It originated in Burgundy, the eastern part of France, but it's now around the whole world. Chardonnay is an important component of many sparkling wines, as long as Pinot Noir and Pinot Meunier also. It's just a really delicious grape that you can do many different ways. You can oak it, un-oak it. It'll do a secondary fermentation, which is called malolactic, which will change the malolactic acid into a lactic acid, which makes it rich and robust. It's delicious wines.
But when I say, when I think of Pinot Noir, Pinot Noir is a red wine.
Correct, but I was talking about sparkling wine.
Ah, sparkling wine.
Right. There's three components. Chardonnay is one of the basic components because it's widely planted in Champagne region.
Ah, there you go. Gotcha. Okay, now I get it. Excellent. And Chardonnay has really obviously taken off, and we're going to talk about a brand a little bit later on called Gergich Estates. Very interesting story about Gergich Estates. Their Chardonnay put California winemaking on the map, won an international competition
Correct.
In France, love their Chardonnay. But we're going to start off with the Mare Soleil Reserve Santa Barbara Chardonnay. Mare Soleil was first developed in 1988 by the Wagner family, Chuck Wagner and his family from Conundrum fame and from Camus Vineyards.
Belgloss.
Belgloss. Love their Belgloss. Great Pinot Noir. Very impressive, Tommy D. Again, this is why.
Their new one is Quilt, and it's killing it.
Do you have it here?
Uh-huh.
We'll have to try that afterwards. I have not had that yet. But their plantings, they use the plantings from the St. Lucia Highlands, which is along the Monterey Peninsula, Monterey Coast. But they've got some very interesting wines. Their Mare Soleil comes in two different forms. It comes in their regular Mare Soleil Reserve and their Mare Soleil Silver, which is an unoaked
Correct.
Chardonnay, Monterey County. Comes in a very unique gray type of
ceramic bottle.
Yeah, exactly. Very interesting when you taste the wine that's unoaked. It's a very,
oh, yeah.
It's almost like a virginal, pure type of flavor.
Yeah, that's like night and day.
Absolutely. Very, very
You're
unique.
Seeing a lot of Chardonnay producers go to unoaked because the wood was starting to over control the palate, and your palate was getting tired after one, two glasses. When you drink a unoaked Chardonnay Sauvignon Blanc, your mouth is still fresh constantly.
Well, what's interesting about the Monterey Bay is the daily breezes off the Pacific Ocean cool down the sun-drenched afternoon, so you get some very nice flavors in the grapes. Now, the Mare Soleil that we're going to be enjoying, there's different varieties. There is the Mare Soleil Santa Barbara, as well as their Santa Lucia Chardonnay, the unoaked. But we're going to enjoy the Mare Soleil Santa Barbara Reserve Chardonnay. What year is that from, Samadhi Dave? I pulled that out of my personal wine cellar.
You're looking at 2013.
2013. So for the 2013, you're probably looking in the $30, $35 category. Mm-hmm. But it's a nice bright golden color, and it's got some very nice scents of melon and apricot. In fact, I've got it in front of me.
I get some butterscotch on it.
Yeah, a little clove.
Yeah,
it was really delicious.
Very nice.
We sell this here.
I tell you what, for the price, it's a fabulous wine. You can never, never go wrong. In fact, let me swirl it in the wine glass here. I'll say cheers. We'll take a sip. Man, as I say that, damn the torpedoes.
Yeah.
There's some very bodacious dames walking by here. This is a fantastic wine. I got to take another sip of this. Now, this is just, to me, incredible balance. Perfect fruitiness and sublime sweetness and a little bit of melon taste. What do you guys think?
I liked it. I thought it had a really nice flavor profile.
It's very crisp, and it's also refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Yeah.
Perfect for what we're trying to accomplish today.
More on the French style.
Yep.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, this is, for the price, about $30, and now you can even get it cheaper. I think now, if you want the, I think the 2000, I don't even know if they put a year on it anymore. They may have changed that. But you're probably looking, again, say $25, $28. Yeah. Can't go wrong. Again, from the People's Republic of California. Very nice. Again, I would give this my five-star general's recommendation. All right, next up, Samadhi Dave, also from Acacia.
You were going into Gergich.
No, we're not going to do Gergich. Gergich, because Gergich is, we don't have the Chardonnay. Gergich, we have the
Sauvignon Blanc.
So we'll get to that a little bit later on. So next up, the Acacia Vineyard Chardonnay, also, as we know, from California.
Yes, it is. It is a 2015 vintage. It's going to be really nice, light, fruity, and it's going to have a little bit of oak on it. It's going to be one of those everyday wines that you'll want to drink.
Again, as I look at this, just a very, very light...
pale yellow.
Yeah, pale yellow, straw yellow.
Yeah, that's going to be consistent through almost every white wine we drink today.
It's got some... interesting. I'm getting a little bit of yeast aroma on here.
Because that I've got a little pineapple on it.
Take a sip here. Again, coming off the Mare Soleil,
it doesn't hold up.
This is going to be a little bit flatter.
Yeah.
But here's what I would say. It's not offensive. That's the best way I would put this.
And for $12 a bottle, it's an everyday to where your Mare Soleil might be a little bit more...
Yeah, it's non-offensive.
You get citrus notes. There's some
light
citrus. Peach in there.
Yeah.
Terrific acidity on this wine.
Yep, light citrus, no doubt about it. And let me take one sip. Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, non-offensive. Yeah. But again, coming from the Mare Soleil, we probably should have ended with the Mare Soleil, but I love it so much.
Yeah.
But still, for $12, you can't go wrong. All right, now next up, we're going to move into the last wine company, Walking Dead Chardonnay. Very interesting story about this wine, Sommelier Dave. Very interesting packaging.
Yes, it is.
And
it's
label
relatively new.
With an associated mobile app.
Yeah, if you go on and you download the Living Wine app, and then you enact it on your phone, and then hold it up to the actual label, the label interreacts. One, we have the Chardonnay here. The female comes out and then kills the zombie. We're going to try the Sauvignon Blanc. The male comes out and stabs the zombie, but it interreacts. You get to watch, you know, like about a 30 to 40 second little show.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is neat. When you show that to me, it 3D jumps off the your mobile phone screen. It's
right
very, very unique. All right, so let's talk about Last Wine Company. Let's talk about this Chardonnay.
Last Wine Company.
Is it a gimmick or not?
No, it's part of the Treasury Wine Company. It's out of New Zealand, where you're sourcing some really great Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnays and all. It's going to be real nice, full-bodied. Going to get a lot of flavor profile off of it. And it's relatively new. It just came out. This vintage is 2016. So it's relatively new into the market.
All right, 2016. And let's see, we've got it in front of me here. Mm-hmm. Again, straw color.
I get some pineapple right
off.
Yep.
You take a
right out the front.
Say cheers to all. Whoops, hang on a second. Let me put my cigar down and say cheers. That didn't work as planned, but we'll try one more time. That's better. Okay. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
Yeah, very
refreshing. What we're trying to accomplish today.
Yeah. I would say, yep, refreshing. I'm getting... trying to think of the... Let me take another sip here, what note I'm getting. I'm getting a little pear.
Could get some pear.
Get some pear, and then it's still a little grassy.
Yep. All right, so refreshing, pear notes, a little grassy. Suggested retail.
You're looking at around $18 a bottle.
And this is from where?
It's New Zealand.
New Zealand, okay. So very interesting. So the New Zealand, the Matua Valley that we had, again, was soft, non-offensive. And this is a very similar category, so character. So can we talk about New Zealand? It's going to be kind of in the middle. It's not going to blow anybody off the charts. Would that be correct assumption, Sommelier Dave?
Yeah, they're not trying to – well, they're white wines to begin with. So you're going to get light wines that are trying to accentuate the actual flavor of what the grape is going to be. You're going to get Chardonnays. New Zealand's known for Sauvignon Blanc.
All right, now let's talk about what a Sauvignon Blanc is.
Sauvignon Blanc is also a green-skinned grape variety. It originated in the Bordeaux region of France, which is a warmer region. The grape most likely gets its name from the French words sauvage, which means wild, and blanc, which means white. And an interesting story about this that we were talking about, Robert Mondavi had a lot of Sauvignon Blanc in the late 60s, and at that time it was suffering a negative reputation. It was just too sweet for some versus what Chardonnay was, or it was too grassy. It was poorly made by a lot of people. It was hard to pronounce. So Mondavi knew that in France, Puy Fumé, which was Sauvignon Blanc, was over there. So what he did was he came and took his Sauvignon Blanc that he was making in the United States, put it in oak, and then called Puy Fumé, or Fumé Blanc. Mm-hmm. And it took off. Everybody loved saying Puy Fumé versus Sauvignon Blanc. But it had some oak background to it, some little character. And that's what we're going to try now, is just un-oaked Sauvignon Blanc.
Well, I would say that, Tommy, here's a great title for you, the Sauvignon Blanc Savant. I mean, there you go. That's it. All right, so we'll say cheers on this. A very light color, almost,
it's almost
watery.
Like watery.
Yeah.
This is stainless, right?
Yes, stainless steel.
Subtle sharpness, very light.
Yeah.
Definitely no woodiness to it.
No.
Again, not offensive, not going to blow anybody out of the water.
That's the stainless in.
And Matua is also from New Zealand.
It's from New Zealand.
I suggest the retail.
You're looking at $11 a bottle.
Yeah, 11
I tried to bring everything. It was relatively in a price point over 10, under 20, but I do have a few over that.
Fantastic. All right, now we're going to move. Now, one thing we should say about Sauvignon Blanc, when there are actually, Gergich makes a Sauvignon Blanc that's got a lot of flavor to it. Mm-hmm. So it also depends as well. This is unoaked, so you're not going to get a lot of that.
Well, if you're looking
woody.
At Gergich, it's a Napa winery.
Correct.
It's the heat summation there versus what's in New Zealand. Two totally different grapes coming off the vine to start with your production with. And that's where, if you take Pinot Noirs around the world, you can make some killer Pinots in Sonoma County. But when you go to France or up in Oregon, you're going to get a lighter grape profile to start with.
All right, quickly, let's hit the last wine company, Walking Dead Sauvignon Blanc. Again, they very similar to their Chardonnay, got a very unique mobile app label and so on. Let's see. Here's mine right here. Let me pour that into my fresh glass.
I got some grapefruit right off the front.
Yeah, of course.
Stands right on. Yeah. Grapefruit.
Say cheers.
So you can imagine what this would be on a hot day.
Yeah, this
day,
is more flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this better than their Chardonnay. Definitely some citrus.
Grapefruit.
Yep. I would say robust flavor, but I'd say noticeable flavor.
Yeah, you're not going to get any of these white wines that are full body. They're going to be relatively lean. And we're consuming them neat by themselves. A lot of these should be consumed with whether it's cheeses, fruit, da-da-da-da-da.
Suggested retail.
$11 a bottle.
All right. When we come back, we're going to cap this area off with the Gergich Hills Estate Napa Valley Essence Sauvignon Blanc from 2011, because that will be a real good comparison. Don't forget, exactly 1 week away, 7 days away, from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, presented by Gurkha Cigars in Buffalo, next Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Buffalo Riverworks, downtown Buffalo. If you've not purchased your tickets yet, some limited tickets remain. Tuesday at 5 o'clock, it's over. It's done. Ticket sales closed. $170 plus service fee, but you get everything. You get six great Gurkha cigars, including three of their brand-new blends just introduced before anyone else in the world. You get a huge Alpha Male Feast Buffet. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Carnivore Carving Station, Salem's Hot Dog Station, Pasta Bar, Desserts. We'll have craft beer samplings from Hamburg Brewing, about 30, 35 different spirit samplings from Soto Brothers Distributing, live broadcast of the Cigar Dave Show with the entire crew. Info and tickets, CigarDave.com. August Officers Club selection is the Fonseca Classic. A lot more flavor to it because of the crops the last number of years. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com right now.
The 2018 Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigars, is Saturday, August 11th at Buffalo Riverworks in the Western New York Theater of Operations. It's a day full of alpha male pleasure, including six premium Gurkha cigars, including three soon-to-be-released new brands, distilled spirit tastings, craft beers from Hamburg Brewery, and a buffet fit for the alpha male. The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Gurkha Cigars, is Saturday, August 11th in Buffalo, New York. Get your tickets now at CigarDave.com.
As the global alpha male and connoisseur in chief, I use my exceptional palate to select great cigars to present to you as a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, where every month you receive three cigars, unique cigars, differing tastes from different countries, different palate selections. But it's your opportunity to enjoy fabulous cigars each month. And for August 2018, I present to you the Fonseca Classic, the original cigar created in 1974 by Manuel Quesada. It is an oldie but goodie. And over the last 4 years, Mother Nature, between the temperature and between fermentation, has allowed the Cigar Tobaccos and the Fonseca Classic to be a little bit richer. So there's more flavor, more creaminess. An exceptional cigar, the Fonseca Classic. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. $22.95 per month. You get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now and join the Officers Club today.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Days of wine and roses, laugh and run away, like a child at play, through the meadowland, toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore, that wasn't there before.
Summer wine tasting maneuvers continue on the Cigar Dave Show. Cool, refreshing, crisp summer wines. Before we get into the Pinot Grigio and Pinot Gris tastings, we have to wrap up the Sauvignon Blanc portion with the Gergich Hills Estate Napa Valley Essence Sauvignon Blanc from 2011. I bought this, got to be about 4 or 5 years ago when I toured the Gergich Hills Estate in Napa Valley. Interesting story. Milenko Mike Gergic. From Croatia, the Croatian wine sensation gained international recognition at the celebrated Paris tasting of 1976. In a now historic blind tasting, a panel of eminent French judges swirled. They sniffed. They sipped an array of fabled wine, white burgundies of France, and a very small sampling of upstart Chardonnays from the Napa Valley. When their scores were tallied, the French judges were shocked. They chose the 1973 Gergic Chateau Montelena Chardonnay as the finest white wine in the world. Results stunned the international wine establishment. Mike Gergic earned a reputation as one of the great winemakers of the world, and it really started to put California wines on the map. They've got some great wines. Their Chardonnay, I think, is fantastic, and we have got their Sauvignon Blanc, which is a just delightful wine. I'm going to take a sip of it right now. Let me say cheers. Now, this has tremendous body.
Yeah.
This blows away all the other Sauvignon Blancs we've had. This is hearty. Big difference. Mm-hmm. Big difference from Napa Valley. Why is that, Simone, Dave?
Well, it's the heat submission. When you're looking at Napa Valley versus anywhere else in the world, you're looking at whether it's a Cabernet Sauvignon, a Merlot, a Petite Syrah, Zinfandels. They grow to maturity because it's so warm there. As Sauvignon Blanc, the white grape that grows great in a warm environment. Mm-hmm. Plus, then you take a great winemaker. So you have great juice to start off with, a great winemaker. You put it together, Voila. It's a wonderful experience.
Well, this is bold for a white, spicy. Mega fruitiness.
Yeah, and it's actually 7 years old.
Yeah.
So
that is correct.
It's 7 years old, and it's still held up.
Well, because they properly stored it. He probably didn't have it in the garage in a box.
No. This is properly stored. I think I had it about 48 degrees, somewhere along those lines. And this, I don't even know if they continue to even make the Sauvignon Blanc. I have not seen it on their website. They're primarily specializing in the Chardonnay and the Fumé Blanc. Yeah. Well, calling it the Fumé Blanc.
Right.
Exactly. So when you look at this, it is, you're talking about probably, I'm trying to remember back what I spent. I probably spent at the time maybe $30 a bottle.
Right.
It was not crazy.
Yeah. So it might be around $40 now.
Today, the 2015 Fumé Blanc from Napa, actually the Essence Sauvignon Blanc, they do still make that from 2016, $55.
Wow. There you go.
So you're looking for this one probably if you get to 2015 and the 55. Now it's priceless because it's not made anymore.
Well, another thing on that, I bet a lot of the vineyards they were sourcing, they might have utilized it for Chardonnay or Cabernet production.
Right.
So there's less juice to start off with.
All right, next up, let's move into Pinot Grigio and Pinot Gris. What is a Pinot Grigio and Pinot Gris?
Well, Pinot Gris has been known since the Middle Ages in the Burgundy region of France. And what had happened is as the wind blows and as the crows eat the grapes on the vine and then go defecate across the world, it had migrated into Italy where it is well known. And Gris means gray, so it's like a gray-colored grape. But it is grown everywhere in the world. So in Italy, they like to call it Pinot Grigio.
Right.
Everybody else except California respects that, and they'll call it Pinot Gris.
Right.
Okay, what do we have here? Santa Marina?
Santa Marina.
Say cheers.
It's a light straw gold color. It's delicate bouquet. Excellent. Delicious and refreshing.
Yeah.
Stainless.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Very nice.
You know, if you love seafood, poultry, veal, in pasta dishes, this will go very nice with it. It's real crisp in acidity.
Yep, subtly tart and crisp. I like this. Suggested retail.
Oh, a whopping $8 a bottle.
And where's it from?
Italy.
$8. Yeah.
Pinot Grigio.
Man, that's a steal. So you know what? For the price and the taste, I got to give that a 5-star selection.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong. Now, Santa Marina reminds me there was a show on Univision that I watched on Netflix, subtitled called La Piloto. About a drug cartel. Like every Spanish show now, series, is about a drug cartel. But there was one guy, a character named Colonel Roberto Santa Maria. So that kind of reminds, even though it's Santa Marina, Santa Maria. $8 a bottle. Next up, the Etude Pinot Gris.
Yes, we have the Etude Pinot Gris, which is a still wine coming out of the Canaris region of California. You're going to get some stone fruits on it, citrus blossom, lime. It's going to be really graced.
Yeah, I can smell lime.
Nice acidity on this mouth filling, too.
I like this.
Really good.
Wow.
It's Canaris fruit. Canaris is just a wonderful region. If you know nothing about wine and you know about regions, if you get a Pinot Noir or a Chardonnay, Pinot Gris out of Canaris, you're never going to go wrong. You get a Napa Cab, Sauvignon Blanc, you're not going to go wrong. You're going to get a Sonoma Pinot Noir Chardonnay, you're not going to go
wrong.
And
they make great Pinots and great Cabs.
Yes, they do.
Wow, melon notes, delightful. I got to tell, how much is this?
$27.
I'm going to name this another five-star selection. It's that good.
It is very
a lot
good.
Of flavor. I like the Pinot Gris compared to the Sauvignon Blanc. No ifs, ands, or buts. All right. Let's move quickly here. Samani, Dave, now we're going to move into some Proseccos. We got some Moscatos. Next up is the Pierre Spahr Alsace 1. Is this from the Alsace region of Germany?
Yes, it is. So at one time, was it France? Was it one time Germany? Back and forth. So what you have here is granite, limestone, chalky clay type soil. This vineyard's been in existence for at least 25 years now, and they do pickings early to mid-October. This is going to be soft, light colored hue. On the nose, you're going to get a real fresh minerality.
Wow, that's unique.
Yeah.
That's got a very unique taste to it.
Yeah. Because of where it's coming from, the Alsace region.
It's really light.
Yeah, it's light, but it's got... it's got unique flavor. I mean, just a unique flavor.
That's because it's 40% Muscat, 40% Riesling, and 20% Pinot Gris.
I like this. It's
very nice.
What do you think, Tommy?
Yeah, I can taste the Muscat. That's what it is.
You can drink it neat like this or as an aperitif. You can have it as a dessert. You can find all kinds of things to go with it.
Suggested retail.
You're looking at $17.
I'm going to name this another five-star selection. Between the taste, the price, uniqueness, the flavor, gotta love it. Now we do the House Wine Company Market Moscato.
Yeah, we're getting into the Moscato grape.
Where's this from?
This is from, real quick, this is out of Washington State.
All right, so the state of Washington.
Yeah, it's going to have a really nice fragrant nose. You're going to probably get honeysuckle, jasmine, a little bit of a hint of apricot on it.
It's very flowery. Very flowery nose. Say cheers. Take a sip.
Nostrovia. Very nice.
Oh, wow. That has got a, that's got some bold sweetness to it. I like it. What do you think, Tommy D?
It's sweet, but not sweet what I'm used to.
Not sugary sweet.
No. Correct. A natural sweetness.
Yeah, not not overpowering. So I'd say this is flowery nose. Bold sweetness, but not overpowering.
No.
Not going to be like, whoa, is that sweet.
So Americans would hate it.
Ooh. No, I think Americans would like this. I'm going to give this a five-star selection as well. Samani, Dave, you got some great selections. How much?
You're looking at $12 a bottle.
That's going to get a 10-star selection. It's that for the price. You definitely
very affordable.
Go wrong. Okay, so when we come back, final concluding segment of our summer wine tasting edition of the Cigar Dave Show, we'll get into some Proseccos, a little Moscato, one more Moscato, and then we'll hit some Viogniers. And don't forget, 1 week from today, Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, Buffalo River Works downtown, Buffalo, presented by Gurkha Cigars. Info and tickets, CigarDave.com. It is the summer event of the year in the Western New York Theater of Operations. We will continue, final and concluding segment with Tommy D. of Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge and Corona Cigars in Orlando, as well as Sommelier Dave.
The August selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is the Fonseca Classic. This mild to medium cigar uses a Connecticut shade wrapper, Dominican long fillers, and a Mexican binder for a smooth smoke from this classic cigar. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
Thank you.
We are T-minus 7 days away from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in my hometown of Buffalo, New York, presented by Gurkha Cigars. The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest comes your way in Buffalo next Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Buffalo Riverworks. We'll be launching three new cigars from Gurkha, the Gurkha Marquesa, the Gurkha Ghost Gold, and the Gurkha Chateau Privé. It is an all-inclusive VIP ticketed event. One price gets you everything. A humongous alpha male lunch buffet. You won't go hungry. Six great Gurkha premium cigars, including three of the new cigars that we're releasing, making their worldwide debut. We've got incredible samplings of spirits and wines from around the world. We've got Hamburg Brewing and their craft brews that'll be sampled. This live broadcast of the Cigar Dave Show. It is the event of the year. You're thinking about getting away for a weekend? Come to Buffalo. Weather's been great all summer. You'll have a great time. Info and tickets for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water next Saturday, August 11th in Buffalo at CigarDave.com.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. I'm here with my brother Nish and my cousin Nimish, and we're talking cigars. Guess what? They want me to vote on what my favorite cigar is. It's tough, but I'm going to go with the Decade. I love it. It's rich, decadent, and smooth.
Rocky, you know what? The Decade's a great cigar, but the 15th anniversary, that's the cigar. That celebrated your 15 years in business, and I got to tell you, it's my favorite.
You know what, Nish and Rocky, you both are wrong. The best cigar is Freedom by Rocky Patel. This cigar delivers a lot of spice, a lot of flavor, and in my opinion, it's the best cigar we make.
As usual, we can't agree. But guess what? There's a great cigar for everyone. I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great...
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
The Coast Guard theme, it's appropriate we play it because on this date, in 1790, Congress authorized the Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton, to create a maritime service to enforce custom laws, the forerunner of the United States Coast Guard. 228 years ago, and another birthday being celebrated or was celebrated yesterday, the great Hall of Fame football coach, Marv Levy. 93 years young, former head coach of the Buffalo Bills, in the Hall of Fame, noted author. He's been on this show several times a wonderful gentleman, and wrote some interesting books. In his most recent book, a children's book called Go Cubs Go, about the 2016 World Series. He's amongst the select few people that attended both the Chicago Cubs 1945 World Series and the 2016 World Series. So happy birthday to head coach Marv. All right, final and concluding segment of Summer Wine Refreshing and Cool Tasting Maneuvers. Sommelier Dave, Tommy Diadio, Tommy D of Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge and Corona Cigars. Next up, we've got a Moscato. Tell us about, we already had the House Wine Company Moscato, a very sweet wine. This is the Masolino Moscato d'Asti from Italy, correct?
Yes. D'Asti just means it's from the area of Asti, so it's a Moscato grape. This winery was established in 1896, and it's become synonymous with robust, concentrated, well-structured.
I'll take a sip.
It's going to be bright straw yellow color. It's going to
wow,
be refreshing and intense.
Yeah. Massive, massive sweetness.
That's why I kept them to the end for you.
But you know what? Great dessert wine.
Yes.
Like this. Suggested retail.
You're looking at $19 a bottle.
Nice. Next up, the Castello del Paggio Prosecco, sparkling wine.
Yeah, it's a sparkling wine. The grape is Glera. It's Prosecco is Glera, the grape. The Prosecco is the region in Piemonte, Italy. You're going to have a straw yellow. It's going to be intense, fruity. You're going to get some golden apple notes, fresh, fruity with a strong minerality, very well balanced.
Fruity with a bit of almost like a sweet tart, a little tartness to it.
That's because that's the grape. You're not used to tasting that grape.
Yeah, from Italy, suggested retail.
$12 a bottle.
Not bad for 12 bucks. Yep. What do you think, Tommy?
Yeah, it doesn't hold up well after drinking all that sugar from the Moscato.
Yeah, man. All right, next up, Sommelier Dave, is the Sterling Vineyards Prosecco, yep. California, correct?
No, Sterling Vineyards are correct. It's out of Napa, California, but they do own some vineyards in Veneto, Italy. And, again, the grape is a Glera. It's made in a Prosecco style. This is going to be really nice because it's going to have aromas of white peach, honeydew, and juicy pear.
Yeah, a little bit flatter.
Yeah, it's flat.
It's flat. Okay.
Well, it's a sparkling, and it's been sitting out.
Yeah, it's okay. Suggested retail.
You're looking at $14 a bottle.
$14. Okay, and that's from Italy, you said?
It is Italian, yes.
All right, now we move into a Viognier.
Viognier.
Spelled V-I-O-G-N-I-E-R, Viognier. What's a Viognier?
It's a white wine grape variety. It came out of the Rhone Valley, and it's like Chardonnay. It has the potential to be produced full-bodied, makes lush wines with very soft characters.
So this is from where?
This is coming out of California.
California.
Yes.
Fess Parker.
This Fess is Parker. Fess Parker. This is Davy Crockett, for those of you that can remember. This is what he did with all of his money he made.
Interesting. Going from massive sweetness to more of a tart.
Yeah. Drier wine.
Tart, yeah. Very tart, dry. Not my cup of tea.
Not me either.
Not my cup of tea. Next up, we go to the Stag's Leap Vineyard Viognier.
On that.
Yes.
When we go to Burns, if I can drop that name, we always do a Viognier with the appetizer because it's shellfish and things like that.
Right.
It goes very well with that.
Perfect. Yeah, I can see shellfish. Next up
is Stag's Leap. Has a Viognier, which is $29 a bottle. The Fess Parker was coming at $21.
Okay.
This is actually out of the Napa region. So this is going to be a little bit more full body and more flavorful.
Yeah, again, it's really interesting because it's got almost a sourness to
it. Yeah,
it's
a food wine.
Yeah, it's not a quaffing
wine.
It's definitely got to have some food.
Yeah, not drinking on its own. This, to me, is not summery, but if you're going to serve shellfish.
Well, in the summertime, you do. You have
absolutely
fruits. You have little things like that going on.
All right, next up is the Pine Ridge Chenin Blanc Vignette from where?
It's right there in the Stag's Leap District, right on the Silverado Trail in Napa.
Oh, by the way, Stag's Leap was how much?
The Stag's Leap was $29.
And the
Fess Parker's $21. This Pine Ridge is a blend of Chenin Blanc and Viognier. This is a delightful wine. I really enjoy this wine. A lot of flavor on it.
This is better. This I like.
Because of the Chenin Blanc.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely a round, it's got like a round flavor to it. But again, very subtle notes
this
of fruit.
This is more of a quaffing style.
Mm-hmm. Now we move into the
Mann family.
Chenin Blanc.
Yes.
Who are the Mann family?
The Mann family all started making complex wines there in the Western Cape of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago. This is South African. I wanted to do wines from the world.
Okay. By the way, Pine Ridge Chenin Blanc, which I liked, how much?
That Pine Ridge was, I think, $17 or $19.
Of all?
$17.
I'll tell you what. Of all the Viogniers that we sampled,
I like
that one the best of all of them.
Yeah, because it had that Chenin Blanc in with it.
All right, we'll take a say cheers. From South Africa, the Mann family Chenin Blanc.
Yeah, it's crisp. It's expressive. It's light body.
Very light.
Light straw in appearance. Vibrant aromas of quince, pear, and pineapple.
Very light. Not getting any major tasting notes. What do you think, Tommy?
I'm not crazy about it. It's just too thin.
That's a good, very thin. That's a good definition on it. But it's good to try it, so you know. But again, this would go with a nice scallops, perfectly.
Right. Yes. And that's what a lot of these wines are meant for. $11 a bottle, you can't beat it.
Last but not least, the Beck's Wine Riesling. I should say, my departed father, Dr. Z, loved Rieslings. That was his favorite wine. Riesling. Tell me about this Beck's Wines Riesling.
So we're going to Germany. This is from Germany, the Nahe region in Germany. Brilliant. Straw color with yellow fruit, aromas of orange blossom, lime.
Wow, that,
white
the aroma
grapefruit.
On that. Man, the orange definitely.
Mouth-watering flavors of wine and mandarin should stand out too.
Big orange notes on the nose. I mean, big. Let me say cheers. And I say cheers to my father, Dr. Z.
There you go. At $10 a bottle, you can't beat it.
No.
I like this.
That's good.
I like
it's
this.
It's a German Riesling.
It's got tame sweetness to it, is what I would say. Because some Rieslings are too sweet.
Right.
Tame sweetness. This is very approachable.
Well,
very
there's
approachable.
Different styles, whether it's a Spätlese, a Cabernet, or an Auslese, Trockenbeer and Auslese. It's the degrees of sugar. The longer you leave the grape on the vine, the sugar is more prevalent.
Yeah. Suggested so retail for the Beck's.
Was $11.
Man, this has got a five-star. And the Mann family?
Yeah. Mann family is $11.
Okay. So here are my five-star selections for our summer wine tasting maneuvers. The E. Guigal, G-U-I-G-A-L, Tavel Rosé, crisp, mellow fruitiness, delightful. $22 from France. The Mère Soleil Reserve Santa Barbara Chardonnay, just very delicious fruitiness, sublime sweetness, melon notes, $22, $25. And then I like the Santa Maria Pinot Grigio from Italy, just robust, smooth and sweetness. And then I also gave for the price and the taste the Etude Pinot Gris melon notes, very delightful. The Black Cat Saunier Cabernet, absolutely loved. And then we like the Pierre Spar Alsace 1, the House Wine Market. Actually, no, it was the Musolino Moscato Asti. The House Wine Company Market Moscato we like for $12. And then lastly, the Beck's Wine Riesling. I say cheers to my father for $11. I know Dr. Z would have absolutely loved that tame sweetness. Sommelier Dave Cavanis,
always
a delight. Tommy D'Addio. The general manager of Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge here in the Cigar City of Tampa and senior executive vice president of Wine and Spirits Procurement. Thanks for the hospitality.
Always a pleasure.
All right. Don't forget, fellow Alphas, lieutenants, 1 week from today, I will be front and center. Command Center Alpha moves to the Western New York Theater of Operations, my hometown of Buffalo. Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, presented by Gurkha Cigars, Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is going to be a fantastic day as we launch 3 new Gurkha cigars, loads of Alpha Male delicacies, tons of spirits, craft beers from Hamburg Brewing. If you've not bought your tickets, ticket sales close Tuesday, 5 o'clock. Buy them right now. $170 plus service fee, but includes everything, all VIP. Info and tickets, CigarDave.com. Cigar Dave the General. We will see you front and center next week from the Buffalo Theater of Operations for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostra. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warning Russia, China, and others against any violation of international sanctions on North Korea at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations annual regional forum in Singapore Saturday. He emphasized the importance of maintaining diplomatic and economic pressure on Pyongyang until it denuclearizes.
It's worth remembering this isn't just an American security goal. It is clear. Our partners and allies within ASEAN know how important the denuclearization of North Korea is for their own security.
Pompeo says he still remains confident of North Korea's commitment.
The process of achieving denuclearization of the North Korean peninsula is one that I think we have all known would take some time. But I must say, from my meetings here, the world is united in seeing this achieved.
President Trump stumped for Ohio State Senator Troy Balderson in Tuesday's election for the 12th Congressional District Saturday night. The president said Balderson would do a great job if elected, that his opponent would be a Nancy Pelosi puppet. The president also praised ICE while denouncing chain migration and the catch-and-release policy for illegal aliens. This week, President Trump appeared to change his strategy concerning the special counsel's Russia investigation.
For more than a year, President Trump's message has been consistent.
There has been no collusion.
But this week, the president and his lawyer added to their talking points by declaring collusion is not a crime. While collusion is not a precise legal term, there are laws that could apply to inappropriate campaign collaboration with Russia, which is what Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump has signed into law a bill that protects Montana's East Rosebud Creek as a wild and scenic river. The designation for the Stillwater River tributary is the first for a state waterway in 42 years. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Hugh Hewitt for Patriot Mobile, urging you to go right now to www.patriotmobile.com/you and help us celebrate a Supreme Summer. That's right, it's a Supreme Court Summer. President Trump has nominated Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, and we need you to help make it happen, and you can do that by switching your cell service, because Patriot Mobile, like all of the bigs, has great, great, great cell service, but unlike any of them, support conservative causes. Don't just carry your calls, carry your message, in this case, to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. Every time you use your Patriot Mobile and pay your Patriot Mobile cell phone bill, you're supporting conservative causes like those that protect your rights, support interpreting the Constitution with originalism. And right now, while supplies last, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Mention my name, Hugh, when you call 1-800-8-PATRIOT to switch your service or visit www.patriotmobile.com/Hugh. That's www.patriotmobile.com/Hugh. Make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone.
Weeks after tying the knot themselves, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex found themselves in the audience as witnesses of another wedding.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were attending the wedding of the prince's longtime friend Charlie Van Straubenzee to Daisy Jenks. The ceremony also happened to be taking place on Meghan's 37th birthday. Van Straubenzee has known the prince since childhood and was an usher at Harry and Meghan's wedding at Windsor Castle in May. The prince wore a tailcoat and sunglasses, and Meghan a short-sleeved blue dress and matching fascinator, as the couple arrived at the medieval church of St. Mary the Virgin in Frensham, 40 miles southwest of London. Karen Chamas, London.
France's first baby panda celebrated its one-year anniversary on Saturday with a birthday cake that was composed of bamboo, honey, apples, oranges, strawberries, and lemons. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. New concerns about the security of computer tablets offered to inmates prompted Colorado authorities to take away all 15,000 of its tablets from state prisoners.
The confiscation comes a week after Idaho officials said 364 inmates exposed a glitch in their tablets that they used to apply a total of 225,000 in credits to their accounts, which they sent to send emails, stream music, play games, read books, or take classes. Officials in Colorado declined to discuss the security issue that led to confiscate the tablets. Department of Corrections spokesman Mark Fairbairn says the prisoners were not using the tablets to hack into computer systems or to take money. Patrick Frost reporting.
A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee on Richmond's famed Monument Avenue vandalized with red paint splattered on the base along with the letters BLM, an apparent reference to the Black Lives Movement. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
W. Bush and H.W. Bush, right?
That's correct.
And Brad, he knows everything that goes on in and out of this organization, of the RNC, as well as what's going on with this president. And Steve at the bottom of the hour, Steve Ducey, 1-866-408-7669, the number to call to be on the show. Here are the big three things you need to know.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
Beneath this mask, there is more than flesh. Beneath this mask, there is an idea, Mr. Creedy. And ideas are bulletproof.
V for Vendetta, that's the name of the book, the movie. Hey, do you need a cleanse, a political cleanse, that is? A new study in the Journal of Public Opinion Quarterly found that we don't care much for rabid partisans, even if we agree with them. Why? In their words, although some Americans are politically polarized, more simply want to avoid talking about politics. Arthur Brooks adds on to that. He is a great columnist, and we'll talk about what he found. Do you agree with that study? Stop talking about politics and feel better about yourself. We'll discuss that.
Number two.
ICE was born in xenophobia in the time after 9/11 and has grown up to become a tool of fear and illegality.
You believe this? Zephyr Teachout. You just heard it. Another liberal politician calling for the banning of ICE and the prosecution. This is immigration courts push back on the president's crackdown on sanctuary cities and more. Some illegal aliens are actually going on a hunger strike because they don't like their treatment in our country that they snuck into. When does this stop?
Number one.
In the end, I don't think his lawyers are going to let President Trump testify orally at all. Look, the president may get his way. He says he wants to testify, but no lawyer is going to walk his client into a perjury trap.
There's no way the president should, but Robert Mueller just came back with the president's people pushed back and said, we'll not answer all 49 of these questions and we'll not do it in person. And the Mueller team just came back. They want to talk about obstruction and conspiracy, and they'll cut down the number of questions, and some will be in writing. Could Mueller have the formula that lures the president in? With us right now, a guy that knows about investigations and how it can weigh on a presidency. He worked for President 43 as well as Bush 41. Brad Blakeman, welcome back.
Pleasure.
First off, Do you blame President Trump for showing ongoing frustration? Usually you get that when the Oval Office door is closed. This president keeps it open and tweets his thoughts.
Look, what you see is what you get. For the first time in a long time, we have a president who's willing to be candid and open and honest with the American people, both behind closed doors and in front of the camera and a microphone, and even in tweets. And the president is showing frustration, the same frustration the American people are showing, an investigation that has broadened and widened, and yet there doesn't seem to be an end to it.
Well, how long did the Valerie Plame investigation go?
That's the point. They go on and on and on. Millions of dollars are being spent. Yet, where's the collusion? That was the reason the whole special counsel was created. Yet we've gone so far afield. Everybody who's been indicted so far has been indicted for their own personal bad behavior, allegedly, and not anything to do with collusion with the Russians.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're looking at now. What do you take, Brad, of what's going on with Paul Manafort? It seems like this judge, 78 years old, appointed by Ronald Reagan, has very little tolerance for chicanery and hyperbole. He's telling these prosecutors, stop with explaining how wealthy Paul Manafort is. Don't tell me about his landscaping and his suits. Get to the point. And he also told both sides, stop rolling your eyes when I talk. Is this a grade school teacher? I kind of like it, though.
This judge is known for being tough and being direct, moving his cases along. This particular district in Alexandria, Virginia, is known as the rocket docket. That is to say, when a case starts, there's going to be a conclusion, and the cases are going to run fairly quickly. By telling the prosecutors, you're poisoning the jury's mind. It's not a sin or a crime in America to be wealthy. It's how he created his wealth, which is the allegations of the crime, tax evasion.
When you ask Rick Gates, his longtime partner, when you tell him to flip and he does, cuts a deal, and Rick Gates knows everything that Paul Manafort has done and that he's done personally. But you just made it clear to the judge, much to everybody's surprise, they say 12 reporters got up and ran out. Rick Gates will not be asked to testify in this case. My pedestrian opinion, it shows that they're trying to get Manafort to flip. He hasn't. No reason to put Gates up there and talk about how complicity is with everything you're accusing Paul Manafort and make people wonder why you cut the deal. What do you think?
Well, if they put Gates on the stand, I think the burden then would shift to the jury is if he's admitting to all these crimes that he's created and he has immunity from prosecution, the jury's likely to say, well, Manafort didn't do it. This guy did it, and this guy should be on trial. So I think the prosecution is really put in a bind.
Yeah, you got he's standing. Paul Manafort standing. For three months, he ran Donald Trump's campaign. Trump never really embraced him. Ironically, you know him, right?
Yes.
Manafort's been around forever.
Forever.
Not saying you're old, Brad, but you know a lot of people.
Yeah, I do.
Okay?